Shalom Mishpocha, Shalom family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're the Mishpocha, the family with the Jewish heart. Made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest, by way of telephone, I'm speaking to her at her home in Reidsville, North Carolina, is Mary Nahas. And I'm interviewing her on the book she wrote about her father, The Journey of Private Galeone. And this literally, the subtitle kind of gives away why God did this and how God used her father. It's how America became a superpower. And Mary, why did you write this book?
My father cried in front of me and said, Mary, I want you to write my story, not to make me a hero, but because the prisoners who suffered and prayed so long to be rescued were deprived of hearing the story behind their rescue. If they knew of all the miracles that happened to me before the war, during the war, and after the war, they would know it was God who saved them. Tell them my story, Mary. It will be the only good they'll have to think about when the name of Dora or any camp is mentioned.
And from what I understand, the U.S. government is funding an exhibit run by traditional Jewish people about your father's experience. Tell me about that.
They were looking for that one story that would encourage our troops that have to go to Iraq. And the rabbis had found my father's story and asked me if they could use it and put it in an exhibit that's going into all the military bases and military museums of the world. Of course, I said, yes, that's the purpose of this story. It inspires and encourages during times of discouragement with all this wars and rumors of wars.
Tell me a real life experience of someone Jewish that hears this story or meets you.
The feedback I'm getting is that they believe my father was sent by God. And it answers some Jewish questions. My father's story answers several Jewish questions. Number one, why? If one woman asked, why weren't we saved before the evacuation? Well, my father's story shows that God was trying to get my dad into Dora before the evacuation, because the prisoners of Dora were Buchenwald prisoners. And finding Dora caused the liberation of Buchenwald. And
as a matter of fact, not just a Buchenwald, all they had stopped looking for concentration camps. Why did they change their policy after they found Dora because of your father's supernatural feat?
Well, once they found the camp with the missiles, once Dad had found that and the Pentagon received word of that, the order to search for remaining camps and weapons came.
So in other words, they were more interested in the missiles than in the Jewish prisoners.
Sadly, that's what the prisoners will also tell you. The survivors will tell you that. In fact, they packed up the missiles before rescuing the prisoners. But see, that needed to be, because the Russians were on our heels. And the very last bit of the rockets were shipped to America as the Russians arrived, within hours.
Tell me about Wernher von Braun. When they found him, how did they get him? Did they have to force him to come to America and all these other scientists, which...
That's a really unique question, because some people say to me, no, you know, all this would have happened anyway because Wernher von Braun surrendered himself to the United States. But I found a book written by a woman and the book was read and approved by von Braun. And the book said that he hid his documents in a cave with further plans to resurrect the rocket program in Germany later, after the war, and that the only reason he gave himself up to the United States is because the camp was found. Once he received word that his rockets were being shipped to America, he wasn't going to let the United States take credit for creating the world's first ballistic missile. That is why he gave himself up. Later propaganda was, you know, he was told to say that he wanted to give himself up to the United States. The only reason he did is because his missiles were being shipped to America.
And you know, one thing that bothers me, all these Nazi scientists who were really war criminals came to the United States and lived like kings.
Yes. And Arthur Rudolph was the one who, he really was very instrumental in the Saturn V rocket that got us to the moon. But sometimes life pays you back. And what happened is one of the survivors, I think it was someone related to the Dora story, ended up being in the Office of Special Investigations, and with a personal feeling behind that, went after Arthur Rudolph and got him deported.
And, you know, I'll tell you, if there was no other reason for people to read this book, how God blessed your father after the war because of what he did, his obedience in saving the lives of all of these Jewish people. Forget the fact that he saved America. Just saving the lives of all of these Jewish people. How was God blessing your father?
This is the part that is too incredible to be told in anyone else's words but my father. With your permission, I would like to read this small part that my father said.
Okay.
Well, first I'll tell you of the babies, and then I'll read what his assessment was of why he received these blessings. My father said that after the war, the first baby that he had was born dead. She was completely blue from lack of oxygen. The placenta had detached. The doctor was about to take her to the morgue when my father filled with a faith and a feeling like of the Holy Spirit. And he said, "Wait." And the doctor said, "What do you want me to do? She's gone. There's nothing we can do to save her." And my dad said, "We can't just bury her without giving it a try to revive her." The doctor said he would try and work on her, but only to make my father feel better. He said there was no hope. In 12 minutes of the doctor working on her, my sister turned from blue to pink. And in 20 minutes, she started to breathe on her own. And my father said, "It was a miracle. My daughter was born dead and brought back to life. And it all happened on the anniversary date of the day I saved the people." But the blessing didn't stop there. To add to that blessing, the baby that was born dead and brought back to life had a baby of her own, and that baby was born on that same day, on her birthday. And 20 years later, your baby was born on the liberation of Dora. And another year later, you know, my son, he said, your son was born another year later. On the anniversary date of Dachau, my father kept getting babies born on the dates of the camps that were forced to work inside Dora, which were Buchenwald, Nordhausen, Dora, and Dachau. And this is what he said of why this happened. At first he thought it was just to bless him, but then he realized God was sending a message through the babies to the Jewish people. And this is what he said. "When my baby was born dead and brought back to life on the anniversary date, I thought to myself, God gave me back my baby in return for saving the people. But then when her baby was born 20 years later on that same day, I thought, God has made a memorial to remind me that he saved my baby for what I, you know, for what I did to save the people. But then when Danny was born another 20 years later on the liberation date, I knew there was something more he was trying to tell me, but I didn't know what it was. Then when Michael was born 1 year later instead of 20 years like the others, I realized what God has been trying to tell me. The reason Michael was born 1 year later instead of 20 years like the others is because I don't have another 20 years left to live, and God wants me to tell my story now, during this generation. I want you to write my story, Mary, not to make me a hero, but because the prisoners were deprived of knowing the story behind their own rescue. This is important because they suffered so long and prayed so hard to be rescued. They thought God didn't care about them. He probably thought he'd forgotten them. But if they knew all the miracles that were unfolding as I searched for them, and the miracles that happened to me before and after the war, they would know it was God who saved them. I was only the instrument used to find them. I'm convinced he would have saved them all if he could, but the forces in Germany were great. Tell them my story, Mary. It's the only good they'll have to think about when the dreadful name of Dora is mentioned. You see, the survivors, if they could know how God blessed me after the war in return for what I did to save them, then they will know that God was happy they were saved. And if he was so happy they were saved that he gave me all these babies born on the liberation date, of the camps every 20 years, and one of those babies was born dead and brought back to life on the anniversary of the liberation, then they'll know he cared about them. They'll know he didn't want them to suffer and die in the camps. They'll know he loved them. But then I asked God a question. Why was God so happy? I only saved a few, but so many thousands had died. And that's when God showed my father the story of Elizabeth. Dad realized that the shower of blessings he received from God after the war was the same shower of emotion his mother laid on him when Dad had returned home from almost drowning in the river. Dad realized that God showered him with a lifetime of blessings for saving the few because he was so heartbroken. God was so heartbroken over the millions who suffered and died. Just like Elizabeth, God had lost so many beloved children in the Holocaust that he couldn't bear to lose one more. Tell them my story, Mary. It will help them make peace with God as they reach the end of their lives.
You know, as I'm listening to this story, I urge you to get a copy of her book. It's truth. It's history. It is the presence of God. If you know someone in the military, what an important book to get to them. The title of the book is called The Journey of Private Galeone, and the subtitle is How America Became a Superpower. Mary, what do you think about a soldier reading your book? What effect would it have on them?
They would be so inspired to see the importance of the mission. They would be encouraged that even in dark situations when they think there's no hope or when they feel they're in danger, that God can be with them, and that one person can change world history through obeying God.
And you know, I'm thinking even the spouses of soldiers reading this will know how to pray. We're making available for a donation of $20.
For he himself is our peace,
who has made both Jew
and Gentile into one,
and broke down the barrier of the dividing wall.
His purpose was to create in himself.
To create in himself.
His purpose was to create one new man.
One new man.
One new man.
Один новый человек.
The Адам Хадаш Эхад.
One new man.
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or our archives, or subscribe to our radio and TV podcasts, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.